North Korea, a highly militarized state, dominated by one family for over half a century. The product of a conflict reinforced by a nuclear threat that still endures today. It began with the Korean War, fought between 1950 and 1953. A war that led to deep ideological and physical divisions between North and South and reverberated across the world. While casualties continued to mount through the summer of 1950, the North Korean army maintained their advantage. From his headquarters in Japan, he was quietly putting together a plan for a bold counterattack. He hoped to ambush the communist forces behind their lines, landing at the port of Incheon and cutting off their supply lines. Extreme tides and shallow waters made Incheon a risky spot for invasion. Precisely the reason MacArthur believed it would work. On the 8th of July, 1994, Kim Il-sung died. Kim's son, Kim Jong-il, became supreme leader. He inherited a country in crisis. The collapse of the Soviet Union in the early 90s devastated the North Korean economy, and a series of successive famines killed an estimated 1 million Koreans. In September 2016, North Korea tested their fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead. In the end, the prospects for peace could hinge not on Western powers, but on the two leaders of this long divided nation, and on its people, still separated by a never-ending conflict.